Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles live on this Tuesday. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan. And we've got a lot to talk about here. Mr. Kaplan.
Glad to be here.
How you doing?
It's week 12, my friend. This is the fastest season I could remember.
It's a bye week, so we get to just kind of chill out after today. But today we've got a great show for you. Chip Kelly one-on-one. Spoke to him a little earlier. We're going to hear from a host of players after the show as the Eagles go through their lone day of practice this week. And then ease the minds, ease the body, throttle back, and prepare to come back strong. Adam, one thing we want to talk about here, the state of this Philadelphia Eagles football team. And first thing I want to do, though, is just from your standpoint, biggest surprise.
Of the season or this game? Biggest surprise of the football team? I'm probably going to surprise a lot of people. How about Cedric Thornton? First of all, if you looked at Cedric Thornton in the preseason, I thought he'd be a backup. I wasn't sure if he could be a good fit for a 3-4. And obviously, the coaching has been good by Jerry Azenar, the D-line coach. But 72, Cedric Thornton has been a big-time player. I'm stunned. I'm just stunned. The hand placement, the technique that Billy Davis talks about, he has been the biggest surprise. And he should be a Pro Bowler. Now, the Pro Bowl selection committee is a little different now because it's now an all-star team of both leagues combined. So it's a little different. But the fact of the matter is he's been awesome. He's probably been my biggest surprise. He would be number one. How about you?
Well, my biggest surprise really is the way this whole quarterback situation has worked out. I certainly felt that Nick Foles was right there with Michael Vick. And quite frankly, when you go into the season and you hear all of these things about the scheme, how different it would be, I guess my biggest surprise is how efficient Nick Foles has been in this offense. He's accounted for 18 touchdowns. The quarterback rating is phenomenal. The completion percentage, right where you want it. And Nick Foles looks like he's built for this scheme. I mean, he's running the football nicely. He's commanded the offense. It's all slowed down for him. And you see the importance, Adam, and everybody, when you've got a quarterback running things the right way, this offense cooks.
Funny you said efficiency. I have accuracy, vision, and efficiency as the top three things I see from him that are just terrific. And the other thing is to be able to create space to throw the football. He's great. And then you saw that touchdown there. That's what we've seen lately, Dave. His feet are a little bit better than we thought.
Yeah.
And that's a part of the offense that Chip would like to have. He'd like to have a quarterback who could run the football off the read option. He's done a good job with it lately.
But let's be honest. I think when we all think back to the preseason and we watched those games and watched early in the season the way the defense was playing, the biggest surprise is probably that the Eagles' defense has allowed 21 points or fewer in the last seven games. I mean, let's be honest. This defense looked pretty ragged early in the season.
I thought for sure that the offense would have to score 28-32 for this team to have a remote shot at 500. And at times, the defenses carry the offense. It's been kind of remarkable. Now, off last week's game, you're seeing for the first time all three phases of the team. Offense, defense, special teams, absolutely terrific. The only thing in the fourth quarter, you'd like to see them close a little bit better. But the fact of the matter is, you're seeing a team go into a bye, Dave, on a high.
Yep.
Three in a row.
Yep.
They finally won a home game, and they've become a good road team, which has been surprising, especially when you're young. You just don't see that with young teams.
Yeah.
But overall, they've got it going on right now. In fact, they leave you wanting more. In a sense, you wish they didn't have a bye because they're playing so well, but this is actually a good time to have it because they have injuries.
Yeah, so when we get to some phone calls a little later in the show, we want you to tell us what's your biggest surprise of this 2013 season. The Eagles sit at 6-5, winners of three straight games, two home games to come after the bye week, well positioned here in the NFC East. Let's get you caught up on the day's headlines as the Eagles get back to work today. Now, it will be a light practice, but I like the idea, Adam. In the past, Andy Reid allowed his players to take off the week, no questions asked. Chip Kelly wants his players in here, conditioning, meeting, a light workout, and then go relax the mind.
Then you've got the big week in the trans room. It is because with Michael Kendricks, Bradley Fletcher, Jason Peters with his four injuries, and kudos to him for toughing that game out. I wasn't sure if he would last, and the other players have been beat up. And when you have a bye this late, Dave, I mean, week 12 is almost unheard of, and this is the last week coming up for byes. They're done after week 12.
Injuries, Kendricks, chance to come back after the bye week. Bradley Fletcher, you hope, comes back after the bye week.
Yeah.
Earl Wolf, we'll see, maybe another week or so after that. And otherwise, the team's in pretty good shape heading into this bye.
Yeah, and you heard Billy Davis talk about it, about the soft tissue injuries. They've not been a big deal, and it's because of conditioning. And that's the part about the sports science. You know, we don't know a whole lot about it, but what we do know, when you look at the results, You're not seeing the hamstring pulls, the groin pulls. And LeSean McCoy has what we thought would look like be a bad one.
Yeah.
It was a hamstring spasm, and it came back in the second half. That's due to conditioning. I mean, everything seems to be working here with the conditioning so far.
Adam, I'm going to ask you to step aside and have that seat filled by
All right. Head
coach Chip Kelly. When we return to Eagles Live, head coach Chip Kelly joins me in Studio 101, presented by Gatorade on the other side.
Here you go.
Spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you to the NovaCare Complex. Eagles 6-5, 3 straight wins. And, coach, welcome to the bye week. What are some of the benefits the players will realize during this week?
Well, we've played 11 games, so obviously there needs to be a week where they can kind of get their bodies right, get their minds right, and then go play meaningful football in December. So every team in the league has a bye. Some occurs. I think this is the last week of the bye. Just depends on how the schedule comes out. So we were in on Monday and lifted, and we'll have meetings, and we'll practice today, and then they'll be off, and we'll be back here next Tuesday and get ready for a stretch run here in December.
What is important for them to do in the days ahead?
Just get off your feet a little bit. Obviously, we've been going at this since we started camp on July 21st, and, to really work the recovery modalities that we talk about all the time, and we've understood how this schedule was laid out, when the schedule came out last April. So we kind of had a plan going into this and how this thing will work, and I think it's good to get away. It's good to kind of get your battery jump started and come back here ready to face a really good Cardinals team. So I think they understand how to handle it. It's not a hey, let's go crazy, and it's let's take care of our bodies, let's get our rest, and let's get ready for a meaningful December.
For the coaches, you talk about self-scouting. I'm not sure fans quite understand what that is. What do the coaches do here in the
Well, we got a ton of work to do. Obviously, what we've done over the last 11 games in terms of looking at what our tendencies are offensively, defensively, and special teams, and what's working, what's not working, how do we we're not overhauling anything, but I think you're always tweaking things. And you have a little bit more time to reflect and look at, what have we done in third down situations? What have we done in the red zone? What have we done in backed up punt? What have we done in going in punt? Is there any way we can make that better? And I think that's your quest as a coach all the time. How do we improve on what we've done so far, and how do we make it better? You also have to be aware of, you can't make a million changes, in a short week, because they're not here for us to implement. We're not going to see them again until next Tuesday. So really just get an idea of where we are as a football team. How do we utilize our players better? How do we put them in better positions where they can go out and make plays? And then get a jump on our next opponent, which is the Cardinals.
How do you feel 6-5, 3 straight wins? How do you think everything's coming together?
I've seen improvement on a weekly basis. Obviously, it reflects in the record for over the last 3 weeks. You know, I like where our players' minds are at. I like where our coaches' minds are at. So, you know, I see improvement, but I also see, I think everybody that's part of this organization understands we still got a lot of work, a lot of heavy lifting left to for us to kind of ultimately get where we want to get.
Tempo is so important with you in the offense. And I wonder, I'm not even sure if you've ever been asked the question, why is tempo so important?
I just think it's about, honestly, about getting into a rhythm. You know, and I think we practice at a certain rhythm and we want to play at a certain rhythm. And I think when you get knocked off that rhythm and don't play to the rhythm that you practice at and that you're used to all the time, it's no different. People have a certain routine that they get up every day and do the same exact thing and then head to work and they're productive. And when you get knocked off your routine, you kind of aren't as successful as you could be. And it's the same thing for us. We have a rhythm that we practice with. That when we know we practice that way, we execute that way. And when we can carry over what we're doing on the practice field to the game field, you know, you see it with the results we're getting.
Chip, you're getting Michael Vick back healthy. How do you see the quarterback situation, how it's grown and improved?
We got to see if he's healthy. So,
right.
You know,
at some point, hopefully. But I mean,
When we get him healthy, then we'll address where we are with it. But I think we need Mike. It's obviously, I've said since day one, you need a couple quarterbacks in this league, and you know, we're hoping we can get him back. You know, he has really worked extremely hard at the rehab process and is doing everything that we ask him to do. We're going to see what he's like running around here today. He looked good on Sunday when we worked him out in the stadium before the game. So anybody at this point in time, we need every single body of our 53 up and ready to go. And I think we're hopeful, you know, fingers crossed, listening to what the trainers and the doctors are telling us, that by the time we get to next Tuesday, we'll have almost everybody back.
Does Nick, with success, carry himself differently, more confidence? Do you notice anything?
No, Nick. The one thing about Nickum, which I love, is that there's a consistency to him. There's a consistency in how he comes to work every single day and what his approach is, and that doesn't change. I think when people change because of outside circumstances, then you know, when things are going good, you're going to get a good one. But if things are going bad, you're going to get a bad one. So, you know, we want consistency out of all of our players, especially the quarterback position. I think that's what you get with Nick, is that, you know, he's the same person every day, and that's an admirable quality to have.
What have you seen from the locker room just since you talked about July 21st, first day of camp, everybody growing up together, everybody kind of getting to know each other, mm-hmm. chemistry building? You see a lot of that?
Well, I just see a group of guys that I think really respects the guy to the right of him, to the left of him. They understand how to be professionals. They all understand for us to achieve anything here as an organization, we all got to come together and have a common goal and a common mission and a common vision of how things should look. And, you know, I see that. I see that on a daily basis. I got a bunch of guys that care about each other and understand that for us to accomplish anything, we have to do it together.
The Eagles' defense has allowed fewer than 21 points, 21 points or fewer, excuse me, in the last seven games. What are some of the factors for the success on Bill Davis's side of the ball? The tackling's been outstanding. It really is a group playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I just think it's experience, you know, and the longer they're together, the more they're around our coaches, the more they have a better understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished in certain calls and certain situations. They see it, and I think it's belief with evidence, not belief without evidence, is that they get an opportunity, you know, to see what we're doing is working, and they buy into it. I think there's a great relationship between our players and our coaches on the defensive side of the ball where, you know, Billy and his staff's done a great job of effectively communicating what we won't need to get accomplished, and our players are out there, they're executing it. But I think it's, you know, we haven't changed. The same game calls we made in games 1, 2, 3, and 4 are the same ones we're making in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's just our players are executing it at a little higher clip. And the one thing I thought we've always done on the defensive side of the ball and everywhere since we've been here is play with great effort. Now the efforts match with technique, the efforts match with fundamentals, and I think you're starting to see guys they've always run to the ball, but you know, sometimes they were a step behind because, you know, they didn't read their key the right way and they went left when they were supposed to go right to start. But now they're closer to the work and they're getting things accomplished.
We do not talk about special teams enough. Great job, certainly in coverage and very solid throughout. And Donnie Jones, what a weapon he's become, Chip. I mean, he's just been so solid, so consistent, just so professional.
He is, and again, that word keeps coming up, but I think the teams that are successful are the ones that are consistent, and, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations, and there was no bigger situation than when we were backed up on that punt in the fourth quarter, and for him to uncork one there and pin him inside the 10-yard line was exactly what we needed as a team at that point in time. But to win and to beat a good team, you need to be clicking in all three phases, and I think, you know, that's what really happened is we played well offensively for three quarters, and then our special teams and our defense did an unbelievable job of finishing the game off.
All right, Chip Kelly, we thank you very much for joining us in studio presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
The lead over the middle.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Well, you know this. When the Eagles win, you win if you have downloaded the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app and you receive a free medium coffee. Hot or an iced coffee, cold, the day after an Eagles win. Now, for those of you who tried it early yesterday, there was a little hiccup in the system, so Dunkin' Donuts has extended through today their Eagles win, you win offer. So for all of you who head out to Dunkin' Donuts that are participating in the Philadelphia region, go out and get yourself a free medium hot coffee or 24-ounce iced coffee, courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts, because, Adam, as you know, when the Eagles win, we all win.
Sure.
Right?
You do.
I do. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Eagles and the Washington Redskins. Yeah, baby. 24-16, Eagles beat the Washington Redskins. And a game that looked for a while like it would just be a cruise control win at home didn't end up that way, Adam. We look at the final numbers, and it kind of all goes back down to that guy, end period, Foles. Talk about the way he played in this game.
Very, very efficient with timing and anticipation. And you know what I like? And you saw that play right there. He didn't hesitate. When he was going to run, he didn't wait. He hit it. And 9 carries, what is it? Something like that? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, 9 carries, 47 yards.
Not what you would expect.
That's the number.
Yeah.
But you don't certainly look for that. Let's talk about the development of Nick in the big picture. Where is he now versus where he was last December, and where will he be this December?
It's a good question. He's got total command of what he's being asked to do. He's very, very efficient. He's very, very accurate, and he's got that great peripheral vision. He kind of knows what's going on around him. He feels the rush but doesn't see it. That's a scouting term that coaches love. And he uses so many facets of the passing game, to the tight ends, to the running backs in the screen game, to the wide receivers in the screen game. And speaking of the screen game, we're going to be talking about that in our pre-snap read segment with Greg Cosell later this week. But getting back to Nick Foles, tremendous with the accuracy and decision-making. That's the thing that Nick talked about. It's the one thing he could have done better than last year, and he's doing it right now. And if you talk to Chip, I'm sure that he loves that.
And in your eyes, Adam, where does Nick kind of – where is he in his career development?
I think if you put him at a 1 to 10, he's at about a 7.
Wow.
The thing that he needs to get better with is the arm strength, is to set in the feet and get in the torque. That's something the offseason, it's easier to work with. It's hard to do that in season. But I think the arm strength has to get better. There's some throws that need to get out there a little bit stronger. The footwork is always a challenge for him. But the good thing is the offensive line is so good. And you see that throw there, that's an anticipation throw to Riley Cooper. That's something that you could tell a quarterback to do, but he doesn't always do it. And that tunnel screen, look how he brought everyone back, Dave.
You know,
I love that.
What I look at with Nick in terms of improvement is, and we've talked about this last year, the long windup, not quite as set quickly. I mean, he seems like he's gotten a lot quicker.
Shorten it up, yeah. And really
shortened everything up.
And I would think that the coaches and Pat Shurmur and Bill Lazor have worked with him on that, because you just don't do that on your own. That's such a great point. And I think that's the maturation process of this quarterback in just his second year. I mean, he hasn't even started 16 games yet. And you look at the completion percentage, you look at the quarterback rating, and you look at the accuracy, the command that he has on this offense, and then it's the intangibles. I think the leadership, players have talked about it. He's not a rah-rah guy, but he will get on players, and you like that. So he's got it going on right now. And the good thing is, and we also need to mention this, he had his first taste of adversity against Dallas, which was an awful game. He bounced back big time against Oakland. You didn't know that about him.
And he also, warming up, you know, fighting through a little bit of pain.
Yeah, in the last game, right.
Then he took the big shot from London Fletcher, got right back up. I think Nick's doing absolutely everything right. And he does have a good supporting cast, the offensive line. Their wide receivers have stepped up. And running back LeSean McCoy leading the NFL in rushing yards, yards from scrimmage, doing it all. 20 carries, 77 hard-fought yards against the Redskins, 2 touchdowns, and 4 catches, 73 yards. A 49-yarder that set up a touchdown. Adam, LeSean McCoy continues to be extremely productive.
And on that wheel route, what a great pass. You saw that right in LeSean McCoy's hands over Ryan Kerrigan. And the thing that you like about McCoy in this particular game, there were probably 4 or 5 runs where the Redskins got penetration in the backfield, but he made the unblocked defender miss, which is the special quality that he has. And they needed his energy, because at times – you were looking for him to find a hole that wasn't there, and he did a tremendous job. And 65 Lane Johnson, you didn't even mention, he's gotten significantly better over the last 3 games. You're seeing him have more confidence in his hands. Violent hands is what offensive line coaches look for, and you're starting to see it out of him.
Adam, it's going to be absolutely critical that as the Eagles get into what I consider playoff games in December, that they run the football well. You have any doubts that this team can run against any of the teams remaining on the schedule?
It's interesting. If you look at the schedule, Detroit's really improved. Arizona's good against the run. The Bears are not, because they're beat up physically. Minnesota's okay. Dallas has all their injuries. The bottom line is LeSean McCoy could run against anyone, because he could, even when it's not going well, he can make people miss, and that's what makes him so special. And you have that, as you talked about, with the cold weather coming on. It is, yes, it's going to get cold. You have that you could rely on, and now you've got an offensive line that after, in the middle, not playing as well, they're really getting it done, and they're pushing through some minor injuries, and they're very consistent right now.
And will the Eagles get LeSean McCoy more involved in the passing game? I mean, this is a weapon
lately,
here that you spread the field. Yeah. Who's going to cover LeSean McCoy?
It's hard to. You saw they got the matchup that they wanted with Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah.
And the throw was brilliant. Kerrigan had no chance. You're seeing the screen game now. You're seeing the tight ends. You know, every game, Dave, the bubble screen, you see them like both sides. They do it. But what they do is they want you to pay attention to what's going on outside. Once you do that, you hit him with an inside bubble screen or an inside screen. You saw it at Brent Celek. You're starting to see some more pro concepts. That's the thing you didn't know with this coaching staff, because a lot of them came from the college ranks. Could they start devising a plan to get some more pro calls here? And you're starting to see that. With the downhill element of the running game, you're seeing Nick Foles under center more, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't think he was under center for 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to see it.
On the other side of the ball, the Eagles' defense has made such significant strides, and they've really done a nice job up front, Adam, against the run. You mentioned Cedric Thornton.
Yeah.
This defensive line built to get better and better and better with a deep rotation, young players, not afraid to blitz. Bill Davis has it going on up front for this defense.
The front three, here's what I wrote down. Watch the tape of this game. Technique, pursuit, relentlessness, and energy. The energy that they have, and I get it. They're all under 25. Actually, all under 24. That's what you got. But to come this far this soon is just remarkable to me. And how about old number 58, Trent Cole? Where's it? I mean, this is incredible. He was struggling a little bit in midseason. And you see the energy that he's playing with. He had his best game of the season.
Yeah.
He was shot out of a cannon. And then in the back group, how about Rock Carmichael? Who is this guy? 21. I mean, he's wearing Julio Hansen's old number. Doing a great job. And the coaching, we should also mention, phenomenal. You can't play at this level defensively unless you're having really good coaching.
I think of Eric Allen or Bobby Taylor.
Right.
A little bit before I think of
Julio's the latest guy.
But I get what you're saying. Special teams cannot be overlooked. And
yes.
Perhaps the most important and successful and timely punt of his 10-year career, Donnie Jones booms it. Well, that one earlier.
Great job,
Brandon
by Boykin. Great job.
We see Rod Smith. Brad Smith as a gunner. He's been terrific. The Eagles did not, again, allow a single yard in returns. Adam, how big is it down the stretch to have a veteran with this kind of precision kicking.
The problem in special teams in the previous years was field position. They just would not pin guys down there. And you're seeing inside the 20. It's incredible. Donnie Jones, and people laughed at me when I said this Sunday, Donnie Jones is probably one of the most important free agent signings of the last 10 years. You have no idea what it's like to start on the minus 15, minus 10 for a defense when you're not giving up so much field. Because remember, the defense is on the field a lot because the offense scores so quickly.
Yeah, so we've talked and talked and talked. We want to hear what you guys have to say about your biggest surprise through 11 games of this 2013 season. So give us a call, 215-339-6709. Let's start in San Francisco and our good friend Mario. Mario, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Another breakfast you guys are making me eat again because of these wins.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a tummy and a half from you and Adam there. But
that's all right.
Basically, between us as Philadelphia fans, the Eagles realistically could be 9-1.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at it
realistically. They could be 9-1.
Yeah, they're 6-5. That's the reality.
But what you're saying, Mario, is
they
every game
other than
Denver. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it.
Okay, but let me put this to Adam. Adam, the only thing that I worry about is the center position because I know the other teams have nose tackles like 340, 345, and we do that fourth and one. We do that four. Now you know we do that fourth and one thing. We're getting pushed back.
But yeah, but you, on that Bryce Brown play, two blocks were missed. I looked at the tape this morning. But I hear you. Kelsey's not a power guy. He's a finesse technique guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets his technique right, he could throw anyone.
Who on the remaining schedule? Arizona, Detroit, obviously very good inside.
Arizona plays a 34. That's a tough matchup with Dockett and the rest of that group. But you got Sue's. That matchup with Ndamukong Suh is huge. And they move Sue around, Mario. That is an unbelievable matchup.
Right.
Detroit is 6-4. They had a tough loss where they probably should have closed that game out against the Steelers. But I think when you look at it, Mario, the challenge is there, clearly. This offensive line needs its rest. A little beat up physically, especially Jason Peters, who needs his rest. But I hear you. But they missed some blocks in that last game.
That's why this bye coming up this week is really, really important. Yeah. I think it's really important. Look, you guys take care, and I'll be looking for another breakfast real soon.
All right, Mario, thank you so
much. Have some oatmeal, though. I have it every morning.
So you got Dockett in Arizona. Then you've got Sue, Detroit, Minnesota. They have the
Kevin Williams is still around, but they're okay. That's a team you could run against.
And Chicago.
Remember, they lost – Henry Melton, their star three technique.
Right.
Stephen Pye is playing with a bad toe injury. They lost the key backup, Nate Collins. And you know, Dallas has all sorts of injuries. The Arizona one is a fascinating matchup with Todd Bowles. He's done a great job with the Cardinals.
And the Eagles, though, I just feel like there's so much confidence in the run game, so much confidence with what they're doing offensively that bring on the Cardinals, bring on the Lions. Let's go.
We'll see. Good, tough match. Every game is winnable. But it's all about taking advantage of matchups. And you see the way that the team is being coached up. You saw in this last game, they went after a cornerback, David Amerson. It was clear that they were going to go after him.
Absolutely.
That is great coaching. This is something, not going to mention any names, but previously was not done in previous years when they had matchups that wouldn't always exploit them. This coaching staff and having Pat Shurmur here, I think really helps Chip out.
All right, Tony in Smithtown, New York joins us on the air. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing? How's the family?
Excellent, thank you. So excited about the team. I mean, everything that you look at, I mean, the coaching staff, I was a big Andy Reid guy, as most fans were. And Chip has come in with a new philosophy, a different philosophy, and really take the team in a different direction. It's really working well. Foles, the draft, you look at the draft the last couple of years, these guys are all paying off. I mean, it's just really all coming together. And as an Eagles fan, I think you couldn't be more excited.
What are you most surprised about, Tony?
You know, Dave, I consider myself a big Eagles fan. And I sit there on Sundays, and sometimes I'm sitting there with my son, Michael, and I say, who the heck was that guy? And, you know, some of the depth that we had on some of these guys making tackles, and you look at them, and they're just one guy after the next making plays. There are superstars on the team, obviously, D-Jax and Shady, and dare I say Nick Foles is starting to get in that category. But just the depth of the defensive line, the defensive backs playing so well, I mean, it's just really exciting. Depth of tight end, I mean, it's player after player is coming in and making plays. Yep. They know their role, and they're executing, and that's just a really exciting thing.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Agree with you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I totally affect the point about depth is, you know, I didn't know they had any depth on defense, quite frankly, before the season started, and you're seeing the six-man rotation. You're seeing a guy like Najee Good. Who is this guy? Rock Carmichael. This is good scouting.
Depth at safety. I mean, at safety. You feel okay Lederer Wolf take his time, get back healthy. Patrick Chung, he goes down. Coleman comes in.
Nate Allen, you need to mention Nate him. Allen we didn't mention him. He has really improved.
So much better.
And I don't, coaching.
Yeah.
And obviously that he's buying in and he's playing well.
The number of missed tackles has dropped so much, so significantly that that's a huge
By 12%, our friends at StatsIce. So I was talking to my friend John Potter about this last week. He goes, take a look at the missed tackle stat. They improved by 12%. It's obviously they're being taught, and also they coach it and practice it.
Yeah.
And that's what Chip has said. And actually, Billy Davis talked about that the last couple of weeks. They practice tackling. You know, how are you going to get better in season unless you practice?
Right. Adam Kaplan, Dave Spadaro, we're coming right back. We take a look at the Arizona Cardinals, who are next up. December 1st, they play the Colts this weekend. We'll get a good long look, a preview of Arizona up next here on Eagles Live.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
The Arizona Cardinals come to town on December 1st, Adam. It will be a tough matchup. The Cardinals with a very solid defense. They, in the offseason, made the big move to bring in Carson Palmer at the quarterback position. You wonder about Carson Palmer. He's done a nice job, at least nice enough to get them to 6-4. Tell me about the Cardinals.
I think what has happened lately, with just watching their offensive line, which had been dreadful for years, the last three or four games really showing improvement under Larry Zierlein, the veteran offensive line coach, who's done a good job of working with a suspect group of players, but they've really improved. And Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd is having a breakout season, their former first-round pick out of Notre Dame. He's done a great job. And you're talking about 2 6'3" receivers, Dave. That's a big challenge for them. Andre Roberts, their slot receiver. Rashard Mendenhall and Andre Ellington, that guy right there who had that 80-yard run. Just a guy's really come on here as a changeup. But Rob Hauser's a guy you got to take a look at, former third-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. A good football player
who's
going to help
them. If you're Bill Davis, what are you doing? You're trying to take away Fitzgerald and Floyd as much as possible.
Got to be physical.
Very difficult to do that.
Right, you cannot let them get downfield because both could go get it.
Yeah, and this is why getting Bradley Fletcher back on the field, if that happens,
6 foot even, yeah,
it is going to be so huge. And the expectation is that Fletcher will take rehab all week in the offseason. You know, get that pectoral injury back and. If they can get him back on the field, you can bracket a little bit and concentrate.
Sure.
Are the Eagles good enough up front to handle, double out here and just concentrate the rest on the run?
Oh, no question about it. I think, first of all, you don't worry about Carson Palmer running. That's a huge relief to them. They've faced a bunch of running quarterbacks. The other thing is you don't really worry about the Arizona running game. What you worry about is the screen game with Ellington, who's a guy who could get out in space and make plays. But what you're worried about is those two big receivers. They've got to be physical with them. And then as you flip the script a little bit from offense to defense. Although you see Palmer here, the key is you got to block. You've got to go get him. And the interior of the Cardinal offensive line is not very good. They're not athletic. The Eagles front three should have their way.
Yeah, Carson Palmer, the big arm, gets the ball down the field and obviously has some great, great targets.
Michael Floyd right there, 15. Played, He's really good.
You know, we never got a feel last year for Todd Bowles and what he wanted to do
defensively.
So what are the Cardinals all about, the scheme they run?
They blitz probably more than any team with their 34, and they bring a lot of they're running a lot of Pittsburgh concepts. They're doing a tremendous job. And the thing that I like about the Cardinals is Patrick Peterson, 21. He makes plays everywhere, and he will probably line up on DeSean Jackson. They play a lot of man. But I would tell you this, the Eagles coaches have done a great job of with stack releases and such. They're helping the receivers get off press. And that's, as we know, Dave, at times, that's been a problem for the receivers. But look at that front seven, just relentless. The pressure of Mike Lennon, as you see there. They've done a great job. They've really improved. And their safety play has also been better. They're getting help from Jeremiah Bell, a former Dolphin who's in his mid-30s, but he's being used as a blitzer.
Yeah. So that's your first look at the Arizona Cardinals. We will see them this weekend against the Colts and then talk about them a little bit more next week as the Eagles-Cardinals game comes into focus. Let's take a call. Let's go out to Seattle and talk to Salt, who joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Salt.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to call in. This is my second time being able to talk to you. I just want to say really quick, you know, I was in the Army for 9 years, and every time I went to, Afghanistan or Iraq, man, like, watching your show and watching Adam Kaplan's, you know, just break down, you know, games and players and everything. Y'all kind of got me through my tours, man, so I appreciate that.
We appreciate you and everything you've done for us and for this country. So some entertainment, that's really
thanks for your
really
service, man. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles is a tradition in my family. You know, I'm actually from Hawaii, but we are, you know, homegrown, hardcore Philadelphia Eagle fans. And I mean, punch you in the face, Philadelphia Eagle fans. You know what I mean? So you guys are more of a tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, thank you. And we're taking a look at Eagles practice here. They're in the bubble getting their workout in. And then that's it for the rest of the week.
Well, I kind of want to ask, I was extremely geeked, you could say, when we drafted Earl Wolf. Earl Wolf is someone that I've watched in college and everybody. I just kind of want to ask both of you your guys' take on Earl Wolf, like how, you know, his progression and how things have been going for him. I know he's injured right now.
Yeah,
but
well, thanks,
Salt. Do you think he's something that is going to be the future?
Yeah, thank you for the call, Salt. I do. I think that he needs to get bigger and stronger. But I thought he made some really good strides at him just in terms of angles that he took, awareness, issues that every inexperienced player has. And the Eagles obviously trusted him enough to put him in the starting lineup and go with him and give him a lot of responsibility.
Like the rest of the defense, they started off a little slow and they gradually got better until you started seeing really rapid improvement by Wolf before he got hurt. And that's the downside. He was making such marked improvement. And you're right, in the offseason, he'll get bigger and stronger. But you could tell he's very, very smart. He's a downhill player. And the way that they play the safeties here is they're not your traditional free and strong. They're up and down. They move them everywhere. And that's why they take advantage of Wolf's athleticism. You clearly see it the way they're using him.
Kevin in California joins us in Eagles Live. Hey, Kevin.
Wow, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning to you.
Wow, you know, it's amazing the way technology is. I can actually watch Eagles now on NFL DirecTV and call you in. And
do you feel like you're here, Kevin?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I was born and raised out there, moved out here back in 94, been a fan all my life. But the reason why I'm calling in is it's very exciting to see the Eagles starting to win. And I'm proudly wearing my Eagle gear. And I thought it might be a rough season with Chip Kelly. I thought maybe the plan wasn't going to work, but I'm happy to see things are changing. But the reason why I'm calling is I want to get the professional opinion. I know we're on a little hot streak of winning, but obviously every offseason we need to improve the team, and I still feel the number one draft pick this should be focused on a linebacker. I'm very high on CJ Mosley. I want to see what you guys think.
Go ahead.
Well, outside linebacker, if you had to rank, Kevin, the group of positions that the Eagles should focus on, outside linebacker, I would agree. They need a big-time pass rusher. The front three is generating tremendous pressure. It's not about sacks. It's about pressure, making the quarterback get rid of the football before he wants to. They're doing a good job of it. But Anthony Barr from UCLA is another guy. You mentioned C.J. Mosley. But from talking to people, though, around the league, it's not a great outside linebacker draft for hybrids. There's a kid out of University of Buffalo who might be a first-round pick. But, again, if you look at the group, what's number one of positions? I would say I agree with you. Outside linebacker would be number one. Cornerback, just get some athleticism, more size, get younger. But there's nothing glaring other than outside linebacker pass rushers. If I don't look at it and say, oh, my God, if they don't get that, they're in trouble.
What's interesting when answering that question is, had we been asked that question 5 weeks ago, everyone was saying Marcus Mariota and get the quarterback.
Notice you're not saying that right now.
There's still 5 weeks ago in the regular season.
Right.
And I think it's going to be really important that Howie and the whole personnel department, along with Chip, obviously, that they just stay true to the board. And that they pick the best player on the board, regardless of the position.
Which was their mantra out of this draft. You heard Chip and Howie talked about it. We're just going by our board. And that's why Zach Ertz was taken instead of a need position. They took the best player, how they ranked him. This guy was a top 35 player, and they were going to take him no matter what. And that's what they did.
215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Adam, what do you look for coming out of the bye? How many wins?
3-2, 9-7. I have to revise it. I picked them to be 8-8 this season. I think now we have a template for how they play football here and special teams. I think 3-2 is extremely realistic. In fact, that's what I would probably see right now. It's very hard to pick these games. I've been terrible at this.
And the rest of this division, the Giants, I would say the Redskins are kind of done. Yeah. Giants are playing very good football. Cowboys with a lot of injuries. Those two teams meet on Sunday, right? So that's a huge. Who do the Eagles want to win in that game?
It's a good question. Well, they're done. They're obviously done with the Giants. So I don't think, honestly, I don't think it matters.
You just take care of your business.
Exactly.
All right, one final phone call. Nicholas in New Mexico joins us in Eagles Live. Nicholas, how are you?
Good, David. Thank you and Adam both for
Cowboy
support.
Thanks.
Hey, question. How are the injuries coming along, especially looking after the bye week, Earl Wolf and Kendricks, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Wolf is probably a long shot to get back right after the bye week. I think Kendricks and Fletcher are hopeful that they can.
Fletcher was fairly close, so what's that, Nick?
Was Wolf's injury a knee?
Yes, Wolf has a knee, Kendricks has a knee, Fletcher has a pec muscle.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then hey, thanks for the call. And then, of course, Michael Vick, we will see if he comes back from that hamstring injury to be in a position in a couple of weeks too.
And you'd like to, because if Nick Foles gets hurt, you want to have that other quarterback. And it's very important to get him ready for the stretch run, because when you have a veteran backing up a young quarterback, that's a good
Absolutely. Thing. Absolutely. Pat Shurmur meeting the media earlier today. Let's hear the best of the Eagles offensive coordinator.
Bye weeks are important from a couple of standpoints. Today, when we go on the practice field, we'll be able to go through some of the corrections from Sunday's game. We'll get a chance to work on fundamentals. We think that's very important during the bye week. And then when the players leave, we as coaches will go back and study some of the things that we did, in this case, in the first 11 weeks, and then try to refocus as we get going on our last really 5 weeks of what we would consider our regular season mission here and try to get better. You always want to play meaningful games. That means you've won a few previous to that point. You know, unfortunately, we put ourselves in a position where we kind of control what might be the outcome of this regular season. What's most important is we take it as a one-game season, and this week, the most important week, once we get back to preparation next week, will be, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, because that's the next game. And, you know, really, we haven't accomplished anything yet other than winning our last three games. That quarterback room is very, very healthy. I think there's good learning that goes on there. You know, you're always working on fundamentals. You're always getting ready to play the next opponent and how our plays, you know, kind of match with how we're trying to attack a new opponent. But I've seen a very healthy relationship there. I think everybody understands in that room that we're trying to get the starter ready to play. And then the guys that aren't starting are working on their fundamentals so that given an opportunity to get in the game, they can have success. And I think Bill does a good job of administering that. Nick sees things well. I've said it numerous times in terms of a quarterback, but, you know, and really in my mind, it's an order, decision-making, timing, and accuracy. And Nick is generally a good decision-maker, but then you have to do it in a timely way playing quarterback, and he's getting better and better at that.
And on the defensive side of the ball, Bill Davis meeting the media as well, excited about his group.
It's nice. You know, I've – you never really lose confidence in yourself, and there's so many so many factors to everybody in the league right now. You take any team, any offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, special teams, you can see where is their roster as far as how far along are they in a championship team. You know, where do you start? What tools are you using? There's so many different scenarios. And I think there's a lot of great coaches that are struggling right now. And, you know, it's all variations throughout the league. It is nice to work with a group of assistants that I'm working with. They're outstanding. I'm nowhere close to the smartest man in the room on the defensive side of the ball. And the players who are just really diving into the scheme and what we're asking them to do. And the thing that jumps off the table or the film to me is the effort our guys are playing with. And we keep talking to them about it, and it's who they kind of – that's how they view themselves as a high-effort defense. We're not a bunch of Pro Bowl names and pretty faces and all that. We just got a bunch of guys that are scrapping it out with a lot of effort, and that's how we're coming up and keeping people out of the end zone. And it's hard work and high effort that's getting it done. First, it's a real honest look at what we're doing well and what we're not doing well. Sometimes there's a scheme that you really want to punch through and make it work, but it's not working with this group of guys. So you got to be bright enough to say, forget it. Let's move and try to find another way to get something close to that with what these players can do. So that's the first part. And then the second part is, what are we lacking in this scheme that may benefit us going forward? Because you can only ask so much of the players to grab so much scheme, because you can sit there as coaches and come up with 1,000 different things. But unless the players can take it to the field on Sunday and understand it where they can play fast, it's not worth it. I love where we're starting, though, and I love the direction and how fast we're climbing with the young group. The ceiling, I don't know. I've seen a lot of guys take big steps in years 2, 3, and 4, and I've seen some guys, you know, hit a slump in 2, 3, and 4.
All righty, that'll do it for us. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Reminder, at about 1:25, 1:20, we will have a host of players speaking to the media, including Nick Foles and LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson, and I think even DeMeco Ryans, who deserves some Pro Bowl credit. Yes. Adam, thank you, man. Have a great bye week.
You got it.
Adam Kaplan in studio, Dave Spadaro with you as well. Thanks for joining us on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.